أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها إن الذين ارتدوا على أدبارهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الهدى الشيطان سول لهم وأملى لهم ذلك بأنهم قالوا للذين كرهوا ما نزل الله سنطيعكم في بعض الأمر والله يعلم إسرارهم. The discussion of the ayat yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the desire of the real, true and sincere believers, Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum's desire to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke about the munafiqeen, how they had no desire to go out in the path of Allah. Outwardly they would speak good, outwardly they would seem to be obeying Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but in their hearts was kufr and nifaq. Continuing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not ponder over the Qur'an Kareem when they hear the verses, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They have these golden moments and opportunities to ponder over the Qur'an Kareem, or are upon their hearts locks which will not allow them to understand this kitab, the Qur'an Kareem. Now, this was their condition, the condition of the munafiqeen. They were there sometimes in the midst of a revelation that came down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were there when he would recite an ayah of the Qur'an Kareem. They were there when he would speak about the interpretation or the explanation of an ayah of the Qur'an Kareem, but nothing penetrated their hearts. It is like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other place of the Qur'an, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَتَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sealed their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed these locks on their hearts, and hence that did not allow them to understand the Qur'an. Now, I think for our own purposes also, we need to look at this ayah in a very, very critical way with regards to ourselves, by way of introspection, that we also hear the Qur'an, we sometimes hear the interpretation of the Qur'an Kareem, and we need to ask ourselves also, does anything penetrate our hearts? Are our hearts affected by this? Does it turn us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does it turn us away from this material world? Does our hearts go towards and incline towards the hereafter, the yearning for Jannah, the yearning for the everlasting rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We also need to do this, and that is why we will find that when many of our kabir, our senior ulama, when they make dua also that, oh Allah, give us the opportunities, the tawfiq of making tilawat of the Qur'an, and how would tadabbur, pondering over the meaning of the Qur'an Kareem. And there are many, many of the ayats of the Qur'an Kareem in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about His magnificence, Allah speaks about His greatness. So we need to ponder also over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, so that the greatness and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saturates in our hearts, and it will motivate us to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inna alladhina irtaddu ala adbarihim min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul huda. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks more specifically about their nature, that those people who turn away upon their backs after the hidayat, the guidance has been clearly explained to them, that here they were in the light of hidayat, in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam virtually, but they turned away, they turned their backs. Now, one of the other important things, besides the condition of their hearts, that sickness of their hearts, that seal upon their hearts, there was another external factor, الشيطان سوّل لهم وأملى لهم. The shaitan began to incite them. Shaitan began to fabricate things for them, that whatever was wrong, they began to see it as right. Going out in the path of Allah was right, they saw it as wrong. And shaitan gave them these lengthy hopes, and hence they felt that if they stay at home, then they will never die. or they will have a longer lifespan, they will have a life of luxury. And that is how Shaitan began to play with them and adorn and decorate the ills and the evils. And in that way, they were deprived of Iman and Hidayat. The second reason is Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ كَرِهُوا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ. That is also because they said to those who disliked whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. Now who were the people that disliked whatever Allah revealed? They were the Yahud. So here the munafiqeen, they are saying to the Yahud that سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ, that we will become obedient to you in some of the matters. In the matters of not going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remaining at home. In the matters of kufr, conniving against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will side with you. So they were neither here nor were they there. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِسْرَارَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows their secrets. Allah knows whatever is in their hearts. Allah knows whatever they have concealed and they have not made known to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like is so typical of the Quran Kareem, and this is the whole objective, Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us and reminds them that the important thing is each and every one of us have come to this world to make one single preparation. And that single preparation is, how are we going to leave this world? What is going to be our condition? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pinpoints that. And Allah says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تَوَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. How would it be that when the malaika begin to hit hard, or beat upon their faces and beat their backs, that is at the time of maut, when their ruh has to come out. In other words, that end will be a very, very sad end. It will be a very gloomy end. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat further explains why that will happen. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمُ اتَّبَعُوا مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهُ. That is because they followed whatever angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat disliked, they had followed that. وَكَرِهُوا رِضْوَانَا. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with, they disliked. So they did what Allah disliked. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved, they disliked it. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And as a consequence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had nullified their actions and their deeds. Even if it was good deeds, they would not be rewarded in the hereafter. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just draws a synopsis of the whole condition of the munafiqeen. And again, we need to just look at these two very important points. One is the tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem. Do we ever ponder? Are we ever affected by it? And secondly, we have all come for this preparation, the departure from this world, and how much do we contribute every day for this preparation? May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.